Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Elected officials in Oregon are criticizing President Trump for encouraging violence in Portland. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, a man was shot and killed Saturday night after weeks of unrest in the city.
The shooting in Portland followed a large parade of vehicles driven through the streets by President Trump supporters. Portland police have not yet said if the shooting was related to clashes between Trump supporters and counter-protesters in the city. At a press conference, Mayor Ted Wheeler expressed condolences for the victim's family and blamed President Trump for the escalating violence.
It's you who have created the hate and the division.
Portland has become a flashpoint for criminal justice protests since George Floyd was killed in May. In a barrage of tweets, President Trump called the mayor a fool and defended his own supporters who appeared to be firing paintballs and pepper spray from pickup trucks at onlookers as they drove through the streets. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, Wisconsin today, where protesters have demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake, a 29-year-old black man, by a white officer last weekend. And as Marty Michelson from member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports, President Trump will now visit Kenosha on Tuesday.
President Trump is expected to survey damage from recent violent demonstrations in the city prompted by the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The president will also meet with law enforcement officers, according to the White House. Blake, who is black, was shot 7 times by a white police officer last Sunday and is paralyzed. The incident sparked several nights of looting and burning of businesses, along with the shooting deaths of 2 protesters and the injuring of another. A 17-year-old from Illinois has been charged in those incidents. About 1,000 National Guard members and 200 federal agents are in Kenosha, assisting in case unrest flares up again. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
The government will release the August jobs reports this week. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that an improving labor picture could send the stock market to more record highs.
The unemployment rate peaked at nearly 15% in April and has been coming down steadily each month since then. On Friday, the Labor Department will reveal what happened in August. New data about car sales, manufacturing, and construction spending will also be released. There have been signs of weakness in the job market lately. New unemployment claims topped 1 million again last week. Despite that, the stock market has been on a tear. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite Index have reached record highs, fueled by a select group of hot tech stocks. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher, and the Nikkei is trading higher, up 1.8%. This is NPR. Police in Belarus say they have arrested at least 125 anti-government demonstrators as tens of thousands of protesters filled the center of the capital of Minsk for a third consecutive Sunday. Demonstrators say the election that gave President Alexander Lukashenko a 6th term was rigged. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg was at the demonstration.
Well, here in Minsk, Sundays have become the key day for protesting against Alexander Lukashenko. But it feels very different this Sunday. There are far more police, much tighter security, riot police here with their shields. We've seen some scuffles and police detaining some of the protesters, and police have also cordoned off Independence Square.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting. India has registered another record-breaking spike in new coronavirus infections in a single day. As Sushmita Pathak reports, it's also a world record.
In the past 24 hours, India has seen nearly 79,000 fresh COVID-19 cases. It's the most cases any country has recorded in a single day since the pandemic began. The spike comes as India further relaxes lockdown rules. Metro trains will resume service next month, and gatherings limited to 100 people will be allowed with some restrictions.
Sushmita Pathak reporting. In the U.S., there are nearly 6 million cases of the virus, and nearly 183,000 people have died. This according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Crude oil prices trading higher in overnight Asian trading, up about 0.3% at $43.11 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.